We now know that at the lowest level, we can represent a string using an array of chars. So how does standard string work? Standard string is actually a class that uses char arrays internally. It hides any dynamic memory that might need to be used behind the scenes, and it provides many methods which turn out to be clearer and more convenient to use than the standard library C-string functions. In this section, we survey some of the more commonly used methods. Box A, length. As with any string, we will want to know the length of the string from time to time. The standard string class provides the length and size methods for this purpose, both of which do the same thing. Box B, string operators. Instead of using a string comparison function such as strcomp, with the standard string class, we can use intuitive operators to do string comparisons. The examples in box B illustrate some examples. You might ask if you can make C++ operators work with your classes. You can, and this is called operator overloading, but we will discuss this in Chapter 7. Box C, addition. Another string operation that we would like to do is add two strings together. Instead of using the strcat function to do this, with standard string, we can use the overloaded addition operator, which makes it very easy and intuitive to see what is going on. See the box for an example. Box D, empty strings. We will call an empty string a string that has no characters except for the null character. An empty string is made by specifying empty quotation marks. The standard string class provides a method to determine whether a string is empty or not, called empty. The method returns true if the string is empty, and it returns false if the string is not empty.